The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you back to Bob Burney Live. Here's the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We enter this segment with just one phone line available. I'd love for you to grab it. On Fridays, we really relax our phone screening guidelines, and you can talk about just about anything you want to on Fridays. 877-BOB-LIVE. And again, I have one phone line available for someone who wants to grab it. First, let's go to Doug. And Doug is listening in Missouri, is that right?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Also, I travel back and forth. I'm Trenton, New Jersey. I had a conversation with this Epstein guy in Paterson, New Jersey, and yesterday they're talking about in the jail that he did not commit suicide. He was running a couple speakeasies in North Jersey. One of his girls has a blog. She calls to producers. I actually know these people. This girl's Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. She's the victim. And the picture of the hand over the glass, captioned police admit.
Wait. So you talked to somebody named Epstein?
I met him in Paterson, New Jersey.
Who's you're not talking about Jeffrey Epstein? He's dead.
Absolutely. Nope. This was back when the girl has the blog, Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L.
Wait a minute. You talked to Jeffrey Epstein?
This is when I struggled. It depends how strong you are to resist. Go ahead.
You talked to Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. So you're saying he is not dead?
No, this is years ago at a place where I used to work called Navilla Foods. Know him through a guy named George Laotis, and the girl's blog, she's caught right now, says high school girls target for marketing by the two older females in town. She calls to producers. Those producers went down to see Epstein. Now this girl is caught. It seems like it's a legitimate marriage. And we brought information to a Judge Guzman in Paterson. You can hear him in that site.
Okay.
He released all the transcripts.
All right, Doug.
And he says in Chicago.
Hey, Doug, thanks so much for the call. I hope you enjoy your truck driving career. All righty. That was interesting. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, we tried to screen him. I asked Aaron, ask him if he's in Missouri. And we get seminar callers. There are people who sit in their mother's basement, and they just look up the call letters of radio stations around the country, and they call talk shows. They've got things they want to talk about. A lot of them are conspiracy people and so forth. So I told Aaron, I said, ask him if he listens. Oh, yeah, I'm an avid listener. Okay, all right. Well, let's move on. We got Jim in Upper Arlington. Jim, I double dog dare you to top that last call.
I'm glad you didn't go to triple dog dare, because I don't think I could surpass it.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Do we have the Twilight Zone theme anywhere? We used to have it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Jim.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Stuff ahead. Let's see here. Hey, speaking of being a longtime listener, Threshing Floor Dittos again.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So the whole painful leg thing, I just wanted to share with you, maybe your listeners as well. I've been taking something over the counter for 28 years. called glucosamine and chondroitin.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah.
And I'll take it for two. You probably have heard these ads for Relief Factor on the sister station.
Yeah.
You know, that's a membership thing. You have to get it every month, whatever. But this glucosamine and chondroitin, I take it for 2 months. I don't take it for four. And when the pain comes back, I take it for two more months. Don't take it for four. I just wanted to, you know, if the pain does come back, just wanted to say, I think there's an alternative to surgery.
Well, I tried that. I tried that.
Oh.
And I also I tried Relief Factor. I used to endorse Relief Factor for quite a while. And I know personally people here at the, we got a guy at the radio station who is an avid tennis guy. And he was facing surgery. He said, you got to have surgery. He began taking Relief Factor, and in about 2 months, his pain was gone, and he canceled his surgery. I tried Relief Factor, and it has worked for many, many, many people. It didn't help me. Nothing helped me. And that's why I'm just so very, very thankful that right now I am pain-free.
That's good to hear. Hey, the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, I called in the past about Deuteronomy 28, the whole thing about blessings and curses.
Yeah.
Did you know that there was a Home Alone version of blessings and curses in Leviticus 26? And what I mean by that is there's this iconic scene from the Christmas movie called Home Alone where Kevin gives the beat down to the wet bandits, and they're just intent. The bad guy's intent is to do evil over and over and over again.
No.
He beats them down, and then he sits at the top of the stairs, and he asks this question: "You guys give up, or are you thirsty for more?" And I was reading Leviticus 26 the other day, and God says, "If you don't do the things I tell you to do, I'm going to place these curses on you." And then if you don't do if you still are bent on doing evil, then I'm going to add a couple of more curses to you. And if you still insist on doing evil, and the thought occurred to me, oh my gosh, that's just like God sitting at the top of the stairs saying, do you guys give up or are you thirsty for more, over and over and over again on those blessings and curses? And he just keeps adding them and adding them and adding them. Hopefully that we would repent and turn our way. So I just wanted to you already know it, but I wanted to let your
that is know. Great. And that
Leviticus 26 is great.
Well, the theme is repeated over and over again throughout the entire Old Testament. I mean, it's repeated over and over and over again. God blesses his people, pours out blessing, conquers their enemies, gives them a wonderful land. And then they begin serving the gods of the enemies who couldn't protect them. You know, the gods of these people could not protect them from Jehovah God. And yet those dumb people of God, and, you know, God's people sometimes are really dumb, Jim, would turn to the gods that they had just defeated with the power of Jehovah God. And then God has to say, okay, well, we got to go through this again. And, of course, that's the context of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Immediately after the temple was dedicated, they had this seven-day feast. I mean, it was a seven-day party where they rejoicing that God had allowed them to build the temple and the presence of God came and the Shekinah glory came. And immediately after that, God says to Solomon, you know what, that's not going to last. You know, they're down there worshiping me now. It's not going to last. I know these people. And they're going to turn from me, and I'm going to once again have to bring, as you said, curses. I'm going to have to bring enemies. I'm going to have to bring disease. And when I do that, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that is the context of 2 Chronicles 7:14. God knew that even in the middle of the euphoria of dedicating the temple, that it wouldn't be long before they would rebel against God again, and the remedy was true, genuine repentance. Yeah. It's good, Jim.
Pastor Bob, where would we be if salvation was not a free gift?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we would all be bound for hell.
Yeah, have a blessed weekend.
Hey, you as well, Jim. It's always good to talk to you. God bless you. And that is so true, that theme. And you would think that those of us who read and study and love and understand the Bible, we would recognize that pattern in our own lives. When a loving God is forced to chasten us as a loving father chastens his children, whom the Lord loves, he gives a good whipping. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And yet, we don't learn, do we? All right, got to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Aaron just told me breaking news, and talk about Captain Obvious. WBNS Channel 10 TV has just announced that they have fired Mike Davis as chief meteorologist. I told Joy this morning, I thought it's fascinating that even after all of this, that Channel 10 continues to refer to him as Channel 10 Chief Meteorologist Mike Davis, but obviously they have now fired him. And you would think, well, why not yesterday? Well, again, innocent until proven guilty, although in the broadcasting business. Now, I don't know about Mike Davis's contract, but anyone and everyone I have ever known in the broadcast business, including yours truly, has a clause in their contract, anytime, any cause. You do not have to have any reason. WRFD could fire me in the next 10 seconds with no reason whatsoever. That's in my contract. Yeah.
Yeah, it said that he was fired due to a violation of certain terms of employment, and no further comment.
Yeah, certain terms of employment. I'm sure that's legalese. I'm sure that that's what's in his contract. But that's the broadcast business. Any reason, any cause, any time. And then, of course, in the broadcast business, you have a non-compete clause. If I were fired... Not that anybody else in Columbus would want me, but I could not do any broadcast work for anybody else in town for 6 months. And that's kind of standard. You see this all the time. A news anchor goes from one station to the next. They just kind of disappear from one station and nothing is said. And then 6 months later, they all of a sudden pop up at a competitor. Well, that's because the non-compete clause. That's just part of the business. Anyway, so breaking news: Mike Davis has been officially fired from WBNS, and of course we know what. No matter what happens, he will never work in the broadcast industry again. Ever, no one will touch him. And again, the consequences of sin. The more you think about this. And folks, it's a reminder to all of us, the consequences of sin. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Jack in Worthington. And Jack, I understand you want to talk about Israel today.
Yes, Bob. I've been listening to a Christian brother of mine, Amir Safarte. He lives right there where the Battle of Armageddon is going to be fought.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking about, I get all my news from him about what's happening in Israel. You don't want to get it from CNN or NBC, get it from the horse's mouth. And some of the things that Iran's been pulling has been backfiring on them. And right now, things look like, you know, Bible prophecy might be fulfilled before long. I think it's going to happen before the rapture. Ezekiel 38:39,
mm-hmm.
You know, where Russia, Turkey, Iran, Sudan, all of them are going to, and Libya, are all going to attack Israel. And it's going to be just like the Six-Day War. God's going to intervene. That Six-Day War, the Arabs should have won that hands down. But God Almighty intervened. When I was fishing, and a friend of mine came up there, and he says, son, the Arabs just attacked Israel. I fished another 4 hours. When I got back, I turned the radio on, and I said, Bolton, Bolton, Israel has just knocked out the whole Egyptian Air Force. My mouth dropped 5 feet.
Yeah.
I said, you got to be kidding.
But you know, Jack, many, many, many military experts have written about the Six-Day War. And any way you look at it, any way you slice it, Israel should have been soundly defeated. And I have read, it's been a few years, but I have read military experts who were either agnostic or atheist who simply threw their hands in the air and said, we don't understand this. This defies common sense. It defies military strategy. There is no possible human explanation for Israel's conquest in the Six-Day War. It was nothing short of miraculous, just nothing short of miraculous. And when we were in Israel in November, I believe it was last year, we went to one of the battle sites right outside of Jerusalem, and they've made kind of a memorial there. And there were several displays indicating the overwhelming military superiority of the enemies of Israel, and yet they prevailed. And Jack, I think both you and I and most Christians would agree, it was just God's hand on this land, and as it has been throughout history.
You know, it's going to take Israel 7 months to bury the dead of the Russians and the Iranians, the Palestinians, all of them that attack Israel during that war.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah. Well, God's hand has been and will continue to be on Israel. And the only time there has been any real peace in the land was because Anwar Sadat realized that. Anwar Sadat understood that there was something supernatural about the nation of Israel. And a lot of people gave Jimmy Carter the credit for getting that peace agreement. But if you read, Anwar Sadat understood they just could not defeat this God-protected land. Jack, have a great weekend. Always good to talk to you. We will continue with more Bob Burney Live right after this break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.